It's time to unleash your inner cowboy with the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Now here's your host, Alyssa Barnes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode number 26 of the Earn Your Spurs podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa Barnes. I'm so glad to be here chatting with you all again, and I'm excited to introduce you to my guest today. Now, if you happen to be a follower of the PBR, there's no doubt you know who Ross Coleman is. He had a very successful 13-year career in the PBR. What's interesting is today he's actually helping people get involved in the sport of bull riding, but not in the way you might think. Instead of teaching people how to ride bulls like some of the other retired PBR bull riders, for instance, Wiley Peterson, who has been on the show before, Ross is actually helping people get involved with the PBR on the other side of things, on the actual stock contracting, bull raising side of things. He works for a program launched by American Bucking Bull called Backseat Buckers. It's basically a program that allows anyone to buy a bucking bull and then have somebody else take care of it, train it, haul it, feed it for you. So you're the owner, you get to have bragging rights when your bull does well. But even if you live in an apartment in the city where you can't keep a bull, you can still own one, which is really cool. And Ross even shares a couple of stories about people who were not Western oriented that got into raising bucking bulls through the Backseat Buckers program. And it's really neat to see all kinds of people be able to get involved in a sport like bull riding without having to actually get on a bull or without having to grow up in that environment. So I think you're going to find the topic pretty interesting. And without further ado, allow me to introduce you to Ross Coleman. Well, today I'm here with Ross Coleman of Backseat Buckers, and thanks for coming on the show today, Ross.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit of a chore getting my Skype deal to work, but I'm ready to roll.
So, Ross, before we talk about Backseat Buckers, I would love for you to kind of give us a little overview of your career, just for people that may not be familiar with you.
Okay. Well, my claim to fame, I guess, would be the PBR. I rode bulls in the PBR for 13 years. It was a life-changing experience. It was the best thing that's ever happened to me besides my family and my wife and everything. But career-wise, I had a great career. Almost made $2 million in the sport. And I was number two in the world in 01. And I was top five many times. I've got to be able to be a member of the PBR Ring of Honor, which is the Hall of Fame. You know what? It's a whole new family. It's a whole second family to me. The whole PBR is. I watched it grow from 1998 to where it is today. And the PBR has been, I don't know how to explain it. It's a neat thing because to see where it came from a 15, 20 guys putting $1,000 in a hat to a multi-million dollar business and a professional sport like it is today. I've got to see the PBR progress throughout, you know, 98 until 2011 when I was done. So it was a lot of fun. And I'm luckily now to still be a part of the PBR. When I got done riding, I was luckily enough to stay in contact with the PBR and the people involved with the whole situation of the office and the boss guys in the PBR, and they hired me on to be a part of the Backseat Bucking Bull program, which has been a blessing to me and my family to be a part of the staff of the ABBI, which is American Bucking Bulls Incorporated, and to work with the PBR and work with the Bucking Bulls and the industry that I know a little bit about, I guess you could say. And I'm really blessed to be a part of the PBR still today, and I've watched it grow from, you know, 98 to where it is today, and it's been a great ride. I'll tell you that much, a great ride.
Yeah, well, 13 years is a pretty long career in professional bull riding, isn't it?
Yes, and it is a young man's sport, for sure. I'm soon to be 36, which there are certain guys back in the day when I was riding, they were a little bit older, like Jim Sharp, and a couple guys were in their late 30s, and they were machines. You know, they spent a lot of time in the gym. Jim did, and when you're riding bulls at the professional PBR level and you're over 30 years old, you just don't move quite as well as you did when you were young, when you're mid 20s or early 20s. Getting on the caliber of bulls that we raise today, and or the PBR raises today, is absolutely amazing. These bulls out there are super, super athletes. They're very well trained and they do buck extremely hard. Today's world of the buck and bull world compared to even when I was riding back in 2011 has changed tremendously, and it's just looking that much better for the future of the buck and bull business. So it's been quite a great experience to see all this and to be a part of it. I really am blessed. So it's been good.
Yeah. And I would think that, you know, it's so fortunate that you've been able to stay with the PBR, like you said, because I'm sure for a lot of people that rodeo or ride bulls for a living, it's kind of hard to transition out of that sport and have to find something else to do for a career.
That is that's a great, I mean, that makes so much sense, because there's so many bull riders or rodeo guys or buck and horse riders or whatever that when they're done riding, they are done. It's game over. And it's time to go out there and find a job in the real world. And to do that, and especially living in Henrietta, Texas, where I do out here in the small little town, I want to say that the economy in Henrietta, Texas isn't just booming. So it's something that it's really been a great opportunity for me to be a part of the PBR still and be a part of the American Buck and Bulls Incorporated, and to keep me involved and keep me in the limelight with the backseat buckers. I go to about 4 to 5 different events throughout the year. If I'm not selling a couple bulls at the first couple events throughout the year, I'm at those events when we're bucking those calves. So it's great to be around and rub elbows with the new young buck bull riders out there, and to see all the crew and the whole involvement of the whole PBR and all the guys in the office. And I hit the jackpot, I guess you could say. I'm certainly blessed to be a part of the PBR still, and to, you know, hang around a little bit. It's been a great deal.
So tell us about backseat buckers. Like you said that it's affiliated with ABBI. And how does that exactly work?
To get people involved in the buck and bull world that maybe are sponsors or fans, or maybe you're somebody from the East Coast or something, for people that do not have the facilities or the ranch or the time or, you know, the bull power or the breeding programs or whatever, it's something where we have got out there to the public, to the general public, and said, hey, if you want to be a stock contractor in the PBR, the American Buck and Bulls Incorporated, be involved with the ABBI and actually be a contractor, you can own your own bull. Now, of course, there's a cost to this, to buy your bull. When we do our deal, about 3 or 4 years ago, we had our very first sale for the backseat buckers. We know we sold quite a few bulls that first year. Everything went so throughout that year. Of course, there's a couple hiccups here and there when you very first start a program or a business like this. But we have got it all put together now to where 3 or 4 years later on backseatbuckers.com, we're going to have a bunch of different bulls for anybody and everybody to look at online. And what the deal is there, it's all these bulls bucking. And don't get me wrong, these are all calves. So they're all 2-year-old bulls. So these are future bulls, hopefully, to be in the PBR. But the whole aspect behind backseat buckers is to get somebody involved, whether it's your neighbor down the road, or it's somebody that's a sponsor of the PBR, a fan of the PBR, or just a fan of the buck and bull world. They can go ahead, get involved, buy their bull, we train the bull, we feed the bull, we buck the bull at home in Stephenville, where we have an awesome setup and a great facility for all the backseat buckers. And we haul the bull to about 4 different events throughout the year. And in Las Vegas, during the PBR finals, it's the same time as the ABBI World Finals, where they have the 3-year-old division, the 4-year-old division, the classic events, the regular futurity 2-year-old events, and the backseat bucker world finals there, where that bull will compete at those 4 events plus the Las Vegas finals. So you'll have a chance to win, you know, $100,000+ with that one bull as a 2-year-old. And this is a program that it costs $13,000 to get into minimum, but that gets all your fees paid for throughout the year. That gets all your training paid for throughout the year. That gets your bull hauled to all the events and a purchase of that bull. Now, when you go to this auction that we have every spring in March, this year we're having our auction in Albuquerque, New Mexico during the Time Murray Invitational Big PBR event. Well, our Backseat Buckers auction is that Saturday, March 21st, and that morning we will be selling all these bulls throughout the videos. So we're going to put all these bulls on videos, obviously, about 75 of them or so. And a lot of these people at home will be doing their research on these bulls before that sale. So, you know, when we go to the Backseat Buckers sale, we're going to have 50 or so bulls sold that day. Now, when you go to that auction, this is where it gets a little tricky. You go there, and when you sign up for Backseat Buckers, you're going to have to put down a certain amount of money, $3,500 or something like that, to actually be a part of the Backseat Buckers program. But when you go to that auction, they start out the bid at $1,000 bids. Now, when they say $1,000 bid, if you want to go in there and say, okay, I want to spend the very minimum amount, that means you'll have one of the last picks in the draft. So when they start the draft up, or when they start the auction off at $1,000 bid, they're going to go ahead and bid up to however much it's going to cost to be number one pick in the draft. So it's a little tricky and a little confusing somewhat, especially me probably trying to explain it to all you guys. But anyways, when you go to this auction, you bid up to, I want to say last year is about $45,000 they bid up for the number one draft pick of the bulls. That was Gary Long, which he is a great stock contractor from the West Coast and a good friend and, you know, an avid stock contractor of the PBR. He went out there and said, okay, I want to pick lot number, I think his bull number was 52 last year, which was an awesome bull that Brad Boyd and Toby Floyd raised. But on the videos, they're all through their lot numbers. So they'll have 1 through 75 or 1 through 100, however many bulls will have available on video. So he bid up to $45,000. He said he wanted lot number 52, which was the number one pick in the draft last year. So Gary Long picked number 52, paid his $45,000 plus his $13,000, we say. Now the $13,000 would be your $3,500 purchase for your bull plus your $1,000 bid. That'd be $4,500. So you take $13,000 minus $4,500 would be around, you know, $8,000 or so. And that's going to be the $7,500 or so is going to be to your cost for your entry fees per event and your hauling and handling for that bull and training and feeding for that bull throughout the whole entire year. And it's all divided out into segments, and it'll explain to you exactly how all that situation works too if you become a part of the Backseat Buckers. Anyways, so Gary Long bought this bull for $45,000, and he ended up having some pretty good luck with that bull. That bull placed here and there, but the best part about Gary Long and his Backseat Buckers bulls that he's bought, they're not only done well in the Backseat Buckers 2-year-old futurity year, they've continued on as a 3- and 4-year-old to be successful even more. So a story about him and his bull that he had 2 or 3 years ago was a bull called Long Shot 2. Long Shot 2 ended up winning the futurity as a 2-year-old in the Backseat Buckers. So he won the $100,000 at the finals. Got done with that year. As a 3-year-old, you got to baby these bulls around a little bit. You don't just want to feed them to the wolves right off the bat. You got to buck them a little bit here and there as a 3-year-old. But as a 4-year-old, he went out there with that bull and did really well in the classic division, which means that you're competing against all the other members of the ABBI with 4-year-old bulls. And there's a pile of bulls out there, and that's a big gamble too. But it pays a big, huge amount of money for the Las Vegas finals and that. And all these other events pay a bunch of money. So that bull Long Shot 2 did really well. But a bad thing that happened to Long Shot 2, he got sick or crippled up and end up passing away. So there's a situation about the bull world where you never do know. It's all a gamble, but he ended up dying, that bull did, which is a horrible story, but, you know, things happen to bucking bulls sometimes, and I forget the exact way that bull died, if he got sick or if he got injured or what, but I know that he's got so many other bulls that he's bought, not only in the backseat buckers, but he's bought from other stock contractors and raised, that he's very successful in his bucking bull world. So that's just a quick story about Gary Long, and it's great to have him involved with the backseat buckers because he enjoys being one of the top picks in the backseat buckers draft, and he's a great guy, and we not only have him, but we have about 50 other members that will be buying bulls throughout the year or coming up in March. And these guys are, you know, we just got a great, great group of people that are buying bulls in the backseat buckers. And they're not only learning the sport, but they're enjoying watching their bull perform and watching their bull improve. And hopefully after the year's over, the 3 and 4 year olds, they come up to be 3 and 4 year olds and 5 year olds and be successful and try to make it on tour for the PBR one day. So that's our number one goal with these bulls.
So how would someone know like what they're bidding on at the auction? Have these bulls been bucked? So they kind of, you kind of know like what bulls are good and what have the most potential. And that's why you want to be first pick in the draft.
Exactly. There's going to be 75 different videos of 75 different bulls bucking. Mm-hmm. Now, coming up next weekend in Stephenville, we have a backseat buckers preview fraternity going on. A lot of the owners that are going to be buying bulls in this year's backseat buckers will go to that event to watch live all the about 75 bulls buck or so. And we'll have a professional video guy there videoing all these bulls. After that event's over, we'll put all those videos online for other people that didn't make the event to do their homework on. So I think that's where it's fun, too, about the backseat buckers, because you get to watch different videos. 75 bulls on videos is a lot of videos to watch. But if you're spending $13,000 minimum and maybe even up to $45,000 like Gary Long did, you're going to be on that video and you're going to try to find that bull that has a special little gift to him, whether he's got some super tremendous kick to him, or if he has some quickness, or the turn back, or the high jump and leap in the air, to the athletic ability, to the bloodlines. All the bloodlines will be on these bulls exactly, so you can look back and see what, where he's came from, the dam, the sire. And then when you get to the auction, that's the fun part, because everybody's got all their notes and they're going over all their numbers, and then the first bull's sold for 45, 50, 60,000, whatever. And then you got to mark that number off if he was one of your picks. And if he wasn't, you got to kind of, you know, it's kind of like going to a draft where you show up at the NFL draft, right? I was watching a special on Tom Brady yesterday. He was the 6th round draft pick or something. And he was a tall, kind of skinny, slower guy that was dang sure competitive at his sport, football, as a college guy. But that's a perfect example in the backseat buckers. Just because you're not number one pick, you might be down there 25th, 26th, 50th pick, and you'll still maybe have that superstar like a Tom Brady. He was so far down in the draft, and now look at him, maybe the world's best quarterback, and he just recently won the Super Bowl, obviously. So there's so many different little ways to look at that, but when you're doing your homework, look at these videos and find you a bull that's got some spunk to him, that's got some athletic ability. He might not have the most perfect trip out of him when he's a young 2-year-old, you know? He might fall down. He might trip a little bit. But if he jumps high in the air and shows some athletic ability and some quickness to him, we're going to put the training on that bull throughout the whole entire year, where we settle him down. We take care of them. We don't want them to hurt themselves in the chute or out of the chute. We'll buck certain ones that need it a lot more, but we don't want to put too much bucking in them. There's a whole strategy behind the training of a bucking bull. And when you're with the backseat buckers, you don't only get to buy an awesome bull that's maybe going to make it one day in the future of the PBR, that's got great bloodlines and everything, but you also get Scott Accomazzo and the Ace of Spades Ranch to train your bull for you, and I'll be helping train the bulls. I go video a lot of the bulls, and I'll help train a lot of bulls. We trim all their feet. We tip all their horns. We vaccinate them all. We make sure they got all their EID tags. We make sure everything's legit. We got them on a special feed program for each individual bull. Certain pens are separated to more feed for this pen or less feed for this pen, and exercise program. We teach that there's a great foundation to put on these young bulls, like you would put a foundation on a horse if you're training a horse. Mm-hmm. So if we got Scott Accomazzo behind the whole program, first off, it's his ranch. He's got a beautiful facility. And second off, he knows exactly what's up when it comes down to training a bucking bull. And when I've been there the last 3 years with Scott, I was there the very first couple of times I was there, especially, I was like, I thought I knew quite a bit about the bucking bull world, you know, and I thought, you know, I raised some bulls myself and I had some cows and I thought I could train some bulls myself back home. And I showed up there willing to learn, you know, because there's not a stupid question to ask in the bucking bull world. And this is one thing, it's a great experience for me, because watching Scott and the way he's trained these bulls and the way he settles them in the chute and the facility he has and the methods behind the things he does makes perfect sense in the bucking bull world. So you can see some of his bulls that he's raised that have been absolutely outstanding. And the reason why is because the foundation he puts on them, and he really is a great, great bull trainer. So he's not only there overseeing everything and make, you know, he's the boss man, obviously, at his own ranch. And when we have our backseat buckers, we have Scott be our main bull trainer, and it's just been outstanding. He's got Shane Thornton, me, and a couple other guys that are there ready to work gates or work bulls or whatever, which direction we got to go. But he calls the shots, Scott does, and it makes the bull improve. We'll get the very best out of each individual bull, no matter what, throughout the whole entire year. And the cool part about being a backseat bucker, you can not only learn how all the methods behind Scott's, or you can not only learn how they train all these bulls through Scott, but you get to show up and you get to maybe learn how to flank your own bull yourself. You get to learn how we work these bulls, and you get to show up right there on the spot if you want and be right there at the ranch and be there rubbing elbows with us. And then not only that, you get to meet a whole bunch of the main stock contractors in the world of the PBR, like Toby Floyd and Brad Boyd, which Brad Boyd is not only a great stock contractor of the PBR, but he's also the president of the ABBI. And then you get to meet all these other great stock contractors throughout the year and learn the whole aspect of the buck and bull world. So it's a gamble. Don't get me wrong. I tell everybody before they buy into this sport or before they even buy a bull, I tell them straight up, it's going to cost you $13,000 minimum. And if you do spend your $13,000, that's going to give you only $1,000 bid at the sale. So that'd be one of the very last draft picks. But no matter what, I tell everybody, I said, this is a gamble, and it's a lot of money. But when you show up and you get to rub elbows and you get to be a part of this whole aspect of the buck and bull world and watch your bull improve, and knock on wood, watch him make it one day in the PBR, whether it be just as a 2-year-old, maybe do be successful in the futurity program, maybe as a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, be successful in the classic division. You know, there's nothing better than watching these bulls improve and doing good, especially when you own one. So it gives the general public something to look forward to.
So you can kind of be as involved as you want to be.
Exactly. After the sale, we're there. I'm there every single Tuesday in Stephenville, and I will not only be there, you can call me personally, we can show up at the ranch, we can watch the whole day. It's a whole day of work every Tuesday. We work hard every Tuesday, and we show up there, and we've got Scott running the show, and Dean Wilson is also an awesome bull trainer. He's there with us every Tuesday. He's also the main trimmer, which means a foot trimmer. So we trim all these bulls' feet perfectly. We got a great facility, and people can show up there, watch and learn how we do all this and how we train all these bulls. But then we'll also buck certain ones with a dummy, obviously. And then we'll, we'll put them on there and, you know, just go through the whole process and let everybody kind of learn. And if you're a backseat bucker, you get taken care of very well. You know, you get VIP passes throughout the PBR events. You get to show up and learn the aspect behind the whole buck and bull world. And you get to, watch your bull perform at the PBR events. And then when the year's over, if the bull has a future still, we will not only keep him for a 3 and 4 year old year, as a 3 year old, we'll go ahead and keep training on him if you'd like, or we can set you up with a stock contractor closer to your area if you want to be closer to your bull, or we have a sale too in December. So, there's so many different ways to look at it. The reason behind the whole backseat buckers is to get new people involved with the sport of being a bull owner. So it's been pretty cool experience to see some people, you know, show up and not have a clue about the buck and bull world and then learn everything they can without the last couple of years of it or whatever, and maybe make a future of it. So it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool sport.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's unique in that you can get involved in being a stock contractor yourself and being a bull owner, but not, you know, it's not as, you have the financial commitment, but you don't have to go out and feed your bull every day and find a place to keep him and get him to all the events. And that's really hard. So when you think about, you know, the investment seems like a lot of money, but when you know how much it costs to actually take care of an animal like that and get it up and down the road, it's really not that bad.
Yeah, you're right. And that's what's so good too, because we've got the facilities first class, which is awesome at Ace of Spades Ranch. Like I take care of a bunch of horses too, you know, and I train horses for certain people. But if you personally have a horse, which there's a lot of people out there in the horse world, feed that horse top quality feed throughout 6 or 7 months, 8 months, train them for sure about every day, and haul them to different competitions throughout the year. Just kind of add that up and see how much money you're going to be spending there. So, so the buck and bull world has been, I don't know, it's been great experience for not only me, but for many people involved, whether you're a stock contractor that's been a part of it for a long time, that still buying into the backseat buckers, or if you're a fan, or if you're somebody that green as can be and wanting to learn more about the buck and bull world and maybe owning one day, this is a great way to get your feet wet and to go out there and pick you a bull, and we'll then sure take good care of it and feed it throughout the year and buck it and hopefully win you some money with it.
Yeah. So you have a few celebrities that own bulls, don't you?
You know what? Our main celebrity this year would be Donald Cowboy Cerrone, the UFC fighter. But last year, I'll tell you a story about last year. Last year was Jared Neiman, which is a great country music singer. And he got involved. It was fun for all the other owners, too, that got to go rub elbows with him at the last year's sale in the draft. So he was there taking pictures and signing autographs and mingling with everybody. But he picked a bull last year that ended up winning the whole entire deal. So he picked a bull that actually was raised right there at Ace of Spades Ranch. Me and him got together and we kind of went over our notes and stuff, and he agreed on this bull last year that did so well for him. The bull was, he named it High Noon because that was his new CD that he had coming out last year's record. And the bull High Noon ended up winning him the $100,000 at the PBR finals and was a great bull throughout the whole entire year. But he peaked in Vegas. And the cool part about Jared and what he did with that money, he put all that money to his charity for kids or something. And it was just so cool to see him get that $100,000 check, not only to take that money and to put it to a donation to a charity for one of his big charity deals, and to be involved with the backseat buckers. And the bull this year is a three-year-old. And at Stephenville coming up, we actually not only have the Backseat Buckers preview fraternity that morning, but we have a three-year-old derby that evening and a four-year-old classic that night. And we have a maturity, which is a five- or six-year-old bull. But they all had to be Backseat Buckers. And that bull will be performing that night. And I'm sure he'll do really well just because of the foundation that he has. And the bull did so well as a two-year-old. I would put quite a bit of money to watch him be successful as a three-year-old. So good luck to Jared. And it's cool to have Jared Neiman be a part of it because, you know, he's a big-time country music singer. And year before that, we had Cowboy Donald Cerrone, which is a UFC fighter. He had an awesome little bull the year before that. The bull did really good, bucked really hard throughout the year. And after the year was over, the bull didn't have very much size to him still as a three-year-old. And I told, you know, we all kind of went over some notes on the bull, and we agreed to tell Donald that, heck, this bull, we don't think he's going to be big enough to make it one day in the PBR, so we highly advise you to sell him. Not saying the bull didn't buck very well. The bull bucks pretty dang hard for a three-year-old. His bull was called Don't Tell Dana. I remember that because of Dana White and UFC and everything. I guess Don't Tell Him was what Donald wanted to do on that situation. But it was a cool little bull he had. And I don't think he might have placed at one or two events, but he didn't win him a whole bunch of money. And he ended up selling that bull. So he was done with that bull. But now this year, Cowboy Cerrone is back in it. And he's huge. Not only Cowboy Cerrone has been so popular this year because he's won seven or eight fights in a row in the last couple months, it seems like, or just throughout this last part of the year. So he's very, very popular in the UFC world. And he's not only going to be out there fighting and doing good for himself, but he's also going to show up at our auction and buy a bull and pick his very own bull and see which one he can, figure out in the draft and hopefully have some success with his bull throughout the year. So,
yeah.
So those are a couple of celebrities, and it's just been, I don't know, it's been so much fun to have guys like that involved and getting to know guys like that and to watch them learn the buck and bull world too and watch their bulls hopefully have a future in the PBR.
That's really cool. And it's neat that other people can kind of get involved, even if they don't have $50,000 to spend, you know, they could still get lucky and end up with a bull that's maybe a little bit of a late bloomer and isn't showing like a ton of talent right off the bat, but maybe with another year of age on it, that bull will be, you know, an excellent performer as well.
You're exactly right. When we train the bulls throughout this whole last year, especially, they're crazy. They're wild and crazy little young guys, right? They're bred up very hot. They're supposed to be that way. So it's kind of like herding a bunch of elk or deer or something in a pen out there at first. But by the end of the year, we've got them settled down pretty good where we feel comfortable to be around them a lot more. They settle down and learn to be around humans a lot more. And then certain bulls are going to be awesome fraternity bulls. Little bulls that are superstars that are athletic and can jump out there and jump and kick straight up in the air and turn back fast and do some crazy wild moves. And that's what they're judged on, right? So as a two-year-old, it doesn't matter if that bull is small or what, because as long as he goes out there and makes some great moves and turns back and kicks high, you're going to get a lot of points for that bull. Now, as a 3- and 4-year-old, you want to have a bull with some size to him. And still is going to be able to do some great moves out throughout bucking with a rider on their back. Now, putting that little bitty dummy on their back is a lot different than putting a big rider on your back with spurs and a bull rope. And when you show up and you've got the very best PBR bull riders on your back, the very best PBR bull riders are not going to buck off very much. No matter if the bull is a superstar as a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old, or if he's, mediocre. But I guarantee you, it's a big test for these bulls to show up and at a young age like they are, as a 2-year-old, first off, buck with that dummy and then make the transition from a dummy into a rider is a big, big test for a bull. So you don't want to just show up there and get a big, strong rider on them that's going to pull the rope into them super tight and just ride the hair off them because it might break a heart in a bull or something. Or that bull might go out there and buck a guy off four or five jumps into it and build that confidence in that bull. So it's all a gamble, but we try our very hardest to make sure we get the right caliber of riders on their back as a 3-year-old and even as the 4-year-old. Now, when you enter certain events as a 4-year-old, classic events, they're going to be Touring Pro Division bull ridings, or they could even be the Built for Tough bull ridings. Now, you go to Touring Pro Division, you're going to have a pretty good amount of good bull riders, but out of that 45 guys, you're going to have 5 or 6 of them that are going to be superstar level type bull riders. Now, when you go to the Built for Tough events and you bring a classic bull to them as a 4-year-old, you're going to have the top 35 guys in the world. That means it doesn't matter which guy you draw. If the Silvano Alves is the best bull rider in the world, or if you draw a new rookie that nobody knows, it really doesn't matter. You're going to be, your bull is going to get tested to the max no matter what when you show up at the PBR level. So you've got to take care of your bull and wheel, and you've got to make sure you don't want to just blow them up. You know, you got to go through the right steps in the bull training world and dang sure watch them improve and watch them make it to the big show one day. It's what do I want to say? You got to be patient, I guess, if you want to be a bull owner, but there's a great payoff, not only financially, but personally, to own a bull and to watch them and to watch them show as a 2-year-old, show as a 3-year-old, and then show as a 4-year-old, and to maybe even a 5 and 6-year-old bull to make it on tour would be a great couple years. And that's why people out there get involved. It's a very, very addictive sport. And I want to advise to you, before you do buy into the backseat buckers, you might write a check for $13,000 this year, but 3 or 4 years from now, you might be writing a lot bigger check, because it might get in your blood and you might be very much invested in the sport. So you never know.
Listening to you talk about it, it kind of reminds me of like being a racehorse owner, and, you know, you can kind of be as involved or as not as you want to, but, you know, you are still going to be paying for the expenses and paying for that horse to go race, and you get to be a part of it. I mean, that's what's so cool about it. But what's neat about the PBR is it's almost like, you know, the rock star version of owning a racehorse. It's just like more, you know, more pyro and music, and, you know, it's crazy, but it's a similar feeling, I would think.
Yeah. I love going to the racetrack. I mean, how much fun is it when you can go show up at a racetrack and put a couple bucks on a horse or as much money as you want, and then it actually do good, and you're cheering it on that last 100 feet and or 100 yards, and you're pumped up and you act like you just won the world, right? But you might have won 50 bucks or something, but
yeah,
it's so much fun, right?
Yeah.
Well, times that times about 10 or 10 million when you show up at the PBR and you watch your bull buck, and it's exciting, and you could even be a part of it, be back there flanking it, and not only watch him buck as a 2-year-old, but then maybe win you 100,000 or something as a backseat buckers. And the odds on being on winning money in the backseat buckers is a lot better odds than going out there raising your own bull and trying to compete against the open fraternities. The backseat buckers is just a private fraternity, so there's no other bulls involved in it besides the backseat buckers. So that makes your odds 1 in 50, or however many bulls we sell this year, 1 in 50 compared to 1 in 5,000 or 7,000, however many bulls are out there in the world of the open fraternities. So there is a lot of bulls out there. There's a lot of people breeding bulls and being, you know, a bull breeder, and that's the gamble you want to take, you know, and you do what you want to do. But that's why a couple of these guys get involved in the backseat buckers that are legit stock contractors, like Brad Boyd himself. He not only raises bulls and sells them into the backseat buckers, but at that sale, Brad's going to go ahead and buy 5 or 6 bulls, because he knows that he's going to spend a lot of money for all those bulls, or what, but the situation is, and in his book, he's going to be out there looking for the next superstar. He doesn't care if it comes from backseat buckers or if it comes from HD Page has raised some of the best bucking bulls, from Mudslinger to certain bulls you'll see today that are, you know, absolutely the top of the line. And Like, I remember talking to Brad one time. He's like, I don't care where my bull comes from. If it comes from backseat buckers and he shows up to buck, I'm going to be there bidding on it to buy it, you know? So that's a cool experience about it. But there's so many people that love the whole sport of the bull riding and love being a bull owner and raising their bulls. And the registry behind ABBI's, the numbers are, you know, great, and they're getting better. There's so many people involved with the buck and bull world, and they want to improve and get their cows better, get their bulls better, get their calves better. I love everything about the buck and bull world, and watching the backseat buckers and being a part of it has just been a great experience. And it's pretty cool to see certain people like Curtis and Cindy Bailey. They're from Connecticut out on the East Coast. They've been backseat buckers the last 4 years. And I didn't know them before they were involved with the backseat buckers. And now, you know, they've been fans of the PBR for many years. And then when this deal showed up, they're like, yeah, we might give it a whirl and see if we can buy a bull in this deal. And now it seems like not only the very first, I think, event that I went to in Pueblo, Colorado about 4 years ago, it seemed like I needed a ride from the event to the hotel or vice versa. I caught a ride with them there. And then from then on, I make sure that I hook up with them every weekend and make sure, hey, I need a ride. Where are we going? Or you know, we're buddies. And Curtis is always funny. He's like, oh, I'll be your chauffeur again, I guess, Ross. Where do you need to go now? I'll be wide open, busy, having to maybe sell bulls here or sign some autographs here or flank bulls or work bulls here. And it's just been at different events. I'm wide open, busy, but it's so cool to see them get involved with the sport because they're from the East Coast where they don't have a ranch and they don't have a facility. And they've not only bought, a bull or two every single year, but they've got some potential bulls that are really going to be good, I think, in the future. And they love the whole aspect behind all of it, you know, and awesome. They've been involved and it's cool to see them not only show up, she shows up and flanks her own bull, you know, and
I love that.
And she gets all pumped up and all nervous beforehand. And then when it's all over, you know, there's so much drama to it.
But it's
cool to see fans like that get involved and really enjoy what they're doing, whether they place or win it or you know, if they just do mediocre for that event. We keep stats on each bull, and we got the professional judges out there judging each and every bull, and it's just been, I don't know, it's cool to see people get involved and learn, but also have fun with it too.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason why you want to do something first off, is to not only make some money, but have fun while you're doing it, right? So
yeah, I would think the having fun part is the most important, because, you know, those people probably would never have another opportunity to be involved in rodeo or in bull riding or in the Western lifestyle in this way without having gotten involved with backseat buckers. And now they're not ranching people. They're not professional bull riders, but they get to be in that environment and they're part of it. They're just as big a part of it as anyone else. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it really is. I'll tell you a story about my buddy, Mike Jr. Mike Warren Jr., his mom and dad, Mike Sr. and Miss Warren, were at the very first sale in Pueblo, Colorado. And when I met them there, they were involved and they were buying a bull that year. And I got to mingle with them just at the VIP deal before our sale and before our event. So we got to talking with them, and I got talking to Mr. Mike, and he said, you know what? My son would love everything about this. And Miss Warren said it too. She's like, you know what? Mike Jr. would love everything about the bull world. And he loves everything about the Western livestock and all of this. Let's get him maybe involved, to get him around to meet you and to hang out a little bit. So he showed up at Tulsa at a backseat buckers event. And after that Tulsa event, I was there driving. We drove from there. I said, you know what? Just jump in with me. And we got to hanging out pretty good. And he was not only a professional football player at one time, but he was done retired from football and he was ready to figure out what's his next step in the world and what's his next business going to be. And he showed up there with me in Tulsa, and we got to hang out a little bit. And from there, he came home with me and stayed the night here. And I kind of showed him around Texas a little bit and showed him some ranches and some buck and bull operations. And I took him to Marty Fouch's place out in East Texas. And Marty Fouch has an awesome ranch and a facility and a buck and bull setup. And Marty was not only Tom Teague's main bull trainer, but he trained a lot of himself and raised a lot of his own bulls too out there. And I took Mike Jr. out there to Marty's one day and he was, Mike Warren was loving that. And by the end of that day, it was pretty much set in Mike's mind that, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go all in. I'm going to be a bull man. I'm going to be a stock contractor. I'm going to buy some cows. I'm going to buy some bulls, whatever. So he ended up not only starting from the backseat buckers from when his mom and dad got involved about 4 years ago. They bought a bull in the program that did good that year. I think they won second. And then the following year, they bought another bull, I think, that placed in the top five. And Mike Jr. was involved a lot more in that bull. And now Mike Warren Jr. has his place in East Texas, not too far from Marty's, and they've got a great facility where they've got a humongous swimming pool for bucking bulls. Where
they I've seen a picture of that.
They train bulls. He's got a great indoor arena, the squeeze chute, the awesome squeeze chute for working these wild and crazy young bulls. And I talked to Mike Jr. about, you know, once or twice a week, and he's not only been involved with the backseat buckers every single year we've had it, but he's also, you know, invested a lot of money of his own money into buying a bunch of cows. And you'll see certain bulls out there now at the very top level of all the classic events that are his now, and he's raising some of the very, very, very best bucking bulls. And in the next 4 to 5, 6 years, you'll see Warren bucking bulls at the top of the list, not only in the classic division, but in the regular built for toughs, maybe even the shot to have a bucking bull of the year one day with the bloodlines he has. So that's a funny story. He's from the East Coast in the Carolinas, and him and his family are super great people. And to see them get involved like they did has been just a great experience to see that man out of nowhere. And he's still a personal good friend of mine. I'm actually going to his place, I think, here in a couple of days and got to go deliver a horse for him to try. And then we'll see him again at the Backseat Buckers Preview Futurity. That's a great story because not only did they jump into the sport because they're fans of the PBR, but they showed up and then they're now one of the, you know, they've climbed the ladder so far and worked so hard and got so many cows and calves and bulls and the right setup where they can actually do it on their own. And I see them having a very bright future in the PBR and having some awesome bulls that are going to show up and be in that PBR World Finals and be in the caliber maybe for, you know, Bucking Bull of the Year someday. So
yeah,
that's a huge, huge story, a cool story, I think, right there from Mike Jr.
That is a great story. Thank you for sharing that. I love to hear about people just diving in with both feet. So that's very cool. Where can people find out more about Backseat Buckers online?
Well, you go to backseatbuckers.com would be your very safest bet first off. And it has a lot of interviews and it explains the whole situation about our whole program. But you know what? Better than that would be just to email me, ross@sayiwon't.com, and I'll be in touch with you that way. Or you can get a hold of the ABVI office. Just go to the ABVI website and get a hold of Jolene. Jolene Hamilton is the main secretary behind the whole Backseat Buckers. She works so, so hard. We've had two or three meetings just last week about Backseat Buckers and ABVI. I can't tell you how impressed I am about the whole office and about how the whole entire staff has been working so hard to not only better the whole ABBI, but to better the whole Backseat Buckers program. We've got a guy named Jay Doherty that is seen over the whole entire ABBI now and the Backseat Buckers. He's the boss man, and he's a smart guy and a friend of mine that is going out there that works hard, tries hard, and is going to make this program successful. And I know it will be too. I'm happy to be a part of it. And we're just going to keep on, you know, drilling at them and getting after them. The phone number for the ABBI office is 719-242-2747. After that, just hit zero. You'll get an operator and ask for Jolene Hamilton. She'll be there ready to answer any questions you need to. And she works super hard on this whole sport or the whole program of backseat buckers. And without her, we wouldn't have a program. And so get a hold of her or email me at ross@sayiwon't.com. And I'll be back at you and we'll be happy to be involved and help you out any way I can. And our sale is coming up March 21st in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And all the way from February 14th until March 21st, all these bulls will be online to do your homework on. And you can check them all out and try to get your draft choices together. You know what? When you call Jolene, too, at the office, she'll send you all the LOIs if you want. Or you can show up at that sale and sign up that day of that sale. I mean, we'll keep the LOIs open all the way until that day of the sale. So there's no other way to be, there's no better way to get your feet wet in the buck and bull world than to be a backseat bucker. So
yeah,
come show up and play your cards right and hopefully win you some big dough.
Well, I'll provide links to all those resources that you mentioned in the show notes. So if anyone is driving or something and can't write all that down, they can go to earnyourspurs.com and find all that information as well. So thank you so much for being here today, Ross. I really appreciate it. And I just have one final question for you before we wrap up here today. And that is, what do you think is the most important quality for any good cowboy to have?
Well, the very most important thing I think for any good cowboy to have is to have manners. My mom and dad always taught me right that when you meet somebody, when you meet a female especially, take your hat off and shake their hand hard and say yes, ma'am. And always respect your elders. But to have manners would be a good way to be a true cowboy.
Yes, I agree. That's something that people expect of cowboys, and it's the cowboy's job to make sure they're upholding that expectation for people too.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thanks a lot, Ross. It was great to have you on today, and I learned a lot. So thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Ross Coleman about backseat buckers. He did mention that they were going to be having a preview Valentine's Day weekend in Texas that you could go to live. Well, obviously, this episode is airing after Valentine's Day, so you wouldn't have been able to go to it if you're just hearing about it now, but you can check out all those videos on backseatbuckers.com. And as usual, you can find the links to all the things that we talked about today in the show notes at earnyourspurs.com/episode26. Thank you so much for being here today, my loyal podcast listeners. We are now in the sixth month of recording for the Earn Your Spurs podcast, and I have been having so much fun interviewing all these amazing people. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. Thank you again for being here. I so appreciate you, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Until next time, happy trails and spur on.